Well, on the program, we talked to a lot of people that are doing higher research and doing degrees for certain things, different research avenues, but we don't really get to sort of explore the concept in a general sense, and we might do that today. Professor Helene Marsh joining us says she's got a public lecture coming up, Dugongs to Doctorates, and we're going to sort of chat about the reasons and benefits for undertaking higher research. Good morning, Helene. Let's start right there. What are some of the benefits if we go that way?
Good morning. Well, I think particularly for doctorates that we have to rethink what the benefits are. In the past, many people have assumed that a doctorate was a pathway to an academic career. Nowadays, most people who do doctorates probably won't end up as academics, but they'll still have a very fascinating career learning the skill, using the skills that they learned, very high-level skills, in undertaking their doctorate in a whole range of careers.
So what's been the shift there? You said in the past that was the thought process, and now people are moving into other areas. What's changed?
The availability of academic career positions.
That's pretty simple, isn't it? If there's only so many jobs, you can't accommodate everybody, I guess. So what are some of the other things that we can benefit from it then?
Well, there are many different careers. People work in research in publicly funded research agencies like CSIRO. They work for government, particularly in policy areas. And increasingly, and Australia's been dragging the chain a bit in this regard, they work in industry. And so in some countries, leaders of industry all have doctorates. That's much rarer in Australia. And that's a great concern to our government because our government, and correctly I think, sees that people with doctorates are essential to the knowledge economy. So in the budget last week, the federal government announced that they would invest $28.2 million in an industry internship program for candidates doing research higher degrees so that they have the opportunity, if they want to work on industry-defined projects during their candidature.
Yeah, it is very important that we have people continuing all of that research work because it just needs to continue. So there's some interesting thoughts there. Now, there is the lecture tomorrow, Dugongs to Doctorates. What can we expect when we head along for that, Helene?
Well, the title basically reflects my research interest. I'm an expert on dugongs, but there are some of the, if you like, characteristics of dugongs, capacity to change in the face of change conditions, and adapt, that I think are very pertinent to doctorates. And so I'll be linking those two themes together in my talk. A focus of my talk is going to be the results and findings of what's called the ECOLA Review in Research Education, which was conducted by the Australian College of Learned Academies, or ECOLA, and the report was handed to the Minister of Education last year. And the ECOLA Review found that there were many very good things about our doctoral education, but that the system needed some refinement to respond to the realities of the current situation.
Well, we look.
So my talk will be about that.
Oh, perfect. Well, we look forward to it. It is tomorrow at Harbourview Function Centre, Dugongs to Doctorates. The title is very curious, but thank you for explaining that for us this morning, Helene, and good luck with the roll-up tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
That's Professor Helene Marsh from James Cook University. Very interesting talk it will be tomorrow night. Dugongs to Doctorates, 2NURFM 103.7.